My dear listeners, how are you doing today? Welcome back to Timeless Stories. Here we go back in time to relive magic and adventure and explore mythology. We are listening to previously unheard stories from the Ramayana, the stories of Rama's life. This is the final story of the season. Today, we visit a place where we started this season. That is Valmiki's hermitage or ashram. We are also going to meet the sons of Rama and Sita. There are two versions of the final story. So, you will be listening to not one, but two stories today. How exciting! Let's visit Ayodhya, where Rama has returned from Lanka and is crowned the king. Are you ready? Come with me. Come on, let's go. Ages ago, in a place called Ayodhya in the north of India, a prince called Rama had to live in a forest for 14 years when his stepmother Kaikeyi forced her husband Dasharatha, Rama's father, to grant her a wish to send Rama to the forest. Rama's wife Sita and brother Lakshmana went with him. Here, Sita had got abducted by the king of Lanka, Ravana. Rama destroyed Ravana and rescued Sita, and they came back to Ayodhya, where he was crowned the king of Ayodhya. Rama was ruling peacefully, supported by his brothers Lakshmana, Bharata, and Shatrughna. One evening, a man came to Rama's court. He said, "Rama, I was walking down the streets when I heard a washerman yell at his wife. He said, 'You stayed in someone else's house for the night. I can't be like Rama, who accepted Sita after she lived in Lanka.' I felt terrible when I heard these words, Rama. I thought you should know about it." The man soon left. Rama was deeply hurt when he heard about this. He thought about what the man said and said, "I need to uphold the values for the kingdom, even if it means that I have to send Sita away. I have to lead by example." He called Lakshmana and explained the situation to him and said, "I need you to take Sita away and leave her far away from this kingdom." Lakshmana was shocked. "What are you talking about, Rama? Is there no other way?" he asked. Rama said, "As a king, my duty is towards my people first. Please do this for me. It's not easy for me either." Next day, Lakshmana informed Sita that he had to take her somewhere. Sita thought they were going for a drive in a chariot. He took her far away to an unknown forest and explained to her what had happened. Lakshmana cried. He felt really bad. He asked for Sita's forgiveness and told her that he had to go back to Ayodhya. Now Sita cried. She was really scared in that forest. She understood Rama's decision as a king. But luckily for her, Valmiki, the wise sage, who we visited in the first story of this season, came to know that Sita was being banished from the kingdom. He found her. He came to her and said, "Dear Sita, I am Valmiki. Don't worry. I know what has happened to you. You can stay at my ashram for as long as you like. My students will take care of you. No one will know who you are. When Valmiki had found Sita, she was pregnant. She eventually gave birth to not one, but two boys, twins, who they named Lava and Kusha. As a single mom, Sita raised the twins with a lot of love. And with Valmiki's guidance and teaching, they became not only smart, but also brave warriors. Valmiki also narrated the Ramayana to the boys, but used Sita's other name, Janaki. The boys did not know that Janaki was in fact their mother. Meanwhile, in Ayodhya, Rama was advised to conduct a special ceremony called Ashwamedha Yajna. In this ceremony, a horse was let go and it wandered across kingdoms. If it wasn't stopped, that means the kingdom accepted Rama as an emperor. If the horse was stopped, they would have to fight Rama's soldiers. As Rama was really powerful, no one dared to stop the horse. One day, the horse wandered into Valmiki's ashram. Now the boys Lava and Kusha were so excited to see the horse and they playfully tied the horse to a tree. Rama's soldiers were following the horse. They asked the boys to release it. The boys refused. The soldiers told them that this was a special horse and that they had to release it. The boys refused again. This time, the soldiers started using their weapons. The boys, who were taught by Valmiki, defeated them very easily. When news reached Ayodhya that the soldiers were defeated, Rama asked Shatrughna to find out and get the horse back. Shatrughna lost to the boys. He was followed by Bharata and Lakshmana, who also lost to the boys. This was shocking for Rama, who now had to come himself and find out what was happening. When he arrived, he saw the boys and he asked them who they were. They said that they were students of Valmiki. Rama asked them to take him to Valmiki. The boys took him to Valmiki's ashram, where, to Rama's surprise, he saw Sita. He ran to her and said, "Sita, how are you? I've missed you every single day." Lava and Kusha were really confused. "How does this king know our mother?" they thought. This is when Valmiki came in. He said, "Rama, meet your sons Lava and Kusha." Valmiki went on to explain how Sita was pregnant when he found her in the forest and he took her to his ashram. Rama thanked Valmiki for looking after Sita and his sons and hugged Lava and Kusha. They were so excited to meet their father. Rama said, "Sita, you know I can't take you back with me." Sita said, "I know your duty to your people comes above everything else, Rama. Now that you have met Lava and Kusha, it's time for me to go." She hugged Lava and Kusha, who didn't understand what was happening. She closed her eyes and prayed to Mother Earth. the earth suddenly split open and Sita was taken in by Mother Earth. Rama, Valmiki, Lava, Kusha, all of them were shocked. Though they were in pain from losing Sita, the boys moved to Ayodhya with their father Rama and completed the special ceremony. And they ruled the kingdom after Rama's time. My dear listeners, that is how Lava and Kusha ended up meeting their father. Now, this is just one version. Although it is sad that Sita became one with Mother Earth, she had suffered enough in her life and it was time for her to reunite with her mother to get some well-deserved rest. This version of Lava Kusha story is from a book called as the Padma Purana. Now let's listen to the other version in the next episode. I'm Divya and you're listening to Timeless Stories. Thank you for listening.